I'm joined by Karim Enara, who is in Tahrir Square, where there have been violent clashes today. Tell me what's happening there at the moment.
On all the roads that lead to Tahrir, on the entrances to Tahrir, by the Egyptian Museum and the roads leading to Talat Harb Square, people are belting each other with pro Mubarak protesters outside Tahrir and anti Mubarak protesters inside Tahrir. On some of the entrances, the army has established a barrier. I just came back from Talat Harb, where there was no army presence at all. There was just some metal seats that people paid, and the people inside Tahrir are trying to stop the pro Mubarak protesters from coming inside. Both groups are belting each other with rocks. It's extremely violent here. People are banging against the metal sheets. Right now, just a couple of minutes ago, some of the pro Mubarak managed to climb to the top of the building on that street, some glass on us from the top of the building. It's quite violent. But just 1 minute ago, an army tank moved into that street and established a buffer zone between both groups. But people are still extremely angry. People are unsure about the army's position. The army's obviously not going to fire any of the two groups, but they seem to be in the middle while people throw rocks from above the army, from above the tank. I don't see this coming to an end. It's been going on for hours now. There are hundreds of people injured, literally hundreds of people. You walk towards any of the entrances, 7 or 8 or 9 people, and from the 6, on their heads.
Do you think these pro Mubarak supporters, where do you think they came from? Are they thugs? Are they police? What's your view?
I saw a lot of them today because home for an hour and came back, and on the way I saw some of them moving Tahrir. A lot of them are thugs. They look like, it's a scene that in Egypt. Police in civilian clothes or thugs engaging with the police. I also saw some people who look like normal people sitting in these battles. Most of these people look like thugs. They march into Tahrir earlier today, riding camels and horses. And I'm not exactly sure why the army allowed horses and camels to march into Tahrir. But that, for most people, that was a clear sign that they're from the police, they're from the security forces, just civilian clothes. And they look like very aggressive thugs. The anti-Mubarak protesters are bigger in number, even though we're a small percentage of what was here yesterday, because a lot of people went home, and a lot of people have come back here but can't get in, because they're blocked. There are ongoing battles in all of the entrances. But still, these people, I have no idea what their number is exactly. There's a couple of them outside every entrance, and there's an exchange of stone. And I keep hearing gunfire. I'm not entirely sure what it is either. It might be the army firing in the sky, just to scare people.
What kind of injuries have you seen?
Mostly injuries in the head and in the face caused by the stones. And because these are rocks. People on the pavement into little pieces and using it as weapons. So most of the injuries are caused by that. There are people, there are volunteers inside Tahrir Square. Somehow have managed to procure some medicine. And they're trying to tend to all the injured people coming back. But there's a lot of injured people. Occasionally as well, the pro Mubarak demonstrators would fall in the hand of the protesters inside Tahrir, and they would drag him in, and we try with from beating them, because people are very angry and they start swarming around them, and it's really difficult. But we try to get him away. They just take them away, and they look clueless to me, and they look, some of them who seem to be have been paid money to do this, the chant, pro Mubarak chants, and a lot of them look like thugs, and they were crying, we're not pro Mubarak. I don't know if the same is happening on the other side, because I've seen about 5 or 6 or 7 of these. I don't know if we have people from the anti-Mubarak protest, the people who were on strike last week. I don't know if any of them are falling into the hands of the pro-Mubarak officials on the other side. It's a very ugly and messy scene.
Just very briefly, because the org is going to run out of time soon. Has anyone got control of the square at the moment, any one group, or is it still just chaos?
No, Tahrir Square is definitely the anti-Mubarak protesters who've been here for the last week. I'm in the middle of Tahrir now. All of these battles are on the entrance of Tahrir. They haven't been able to storm it. Early in the day, like 5 hours ago, they managed to get in, but they were repelled. So right now, Tahrir is the territory of anti-Mubarak. We're not as big as numbers as we were yesterday, and people can get in, but we still have...
Okay, thanks very much, Karim.
You're welcome.